Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage. This I tell you.
But sometimes marriage is filled with little fights and such. I mean, Sarah and I made it through yesterday without any major arguments, so that was a good day, you know?
Good job.
I mean, not major, just we don't fight every day. That sounds terrible, but you know what I'm trying to say. So joining us live now to talk about conflict in marriage is our Joe and Cindy Farini. Thanks for coming back on the show, you guys.
Hey, good morning.
Thank you.
Well, and since you guys teach seminars and stuff on marriage, I'm sure you never get into conflicts, right?
Never.
Does that answer your question?
I would love to make Joe describe your last conflict, but I don't want to start one. So,
Thank you.
So you guys still do fight, though, right? I mean, I don't know if you want to call it a fight, but conflict in marriage is pretty common, isn't it?
Well, it's common, and I think it can happen every single day with almost every single thing that you talk about. I mean, if you really go through your day, and when I've done this, and you kind of analyze where you could sort of assert yourself in a place where it really doesn't make any difference, you could be arguing all day long.
Yeah, in fact, I'm just thinking back to yesterday, and I guess I misspoke, because Sarah and I almost got into a conflict about who was crabby. Like, I was convinced she was the crabby one.
You're crabby. No.
And she was something about, like, yeah, if somebody's crabby today. I'm like, yeah, you are. And she's like, I wasn't talking about me. But we made it after that when I just bit my tongue, I guess, or bit my lip or whatever the phrase is. But last week you guys talked about the goals in conflict resolution. Could you quick remind us what those are?
Joe, why don't you go ahead and do that? Do you have that there, a review? Or do you want me to do it?
Sure. Go ahead. Yeah, I know you do.
We're going to have a conflict.
You're having a conflict right now.
We're going to have it right now. Here we go.
See how that works? Actually, we're in two different places. Usually we're in the same room, and I happen to be out of town. So the goals that we talked about, or the things that we talked about last week, were that we need to understand each other, not necessarily win the argument, and that we just really want to have loving, true confrontation that, you know, is truthful, and then to really own up to our own part when we have been wrong and not justify all the things that we, you know, can say to try to make ourselves right.
Okay, so as we transition this week, you want to talk about what we're supposed to focus on when in conflict. And, you know, there's so many ways to think through this, but I suppose it's not going to be focus on all the things your spouse has done wrong so you can clearly tell them about it.
No.
Not at all.
You do not want to do that. No.
Okay, good. So we'll get your actual advice then.
Yeah, exactly. Of course, you know, once you got those preliminary things out of the way, Brian, that Cindy just talked about, this is when you need to confront the offender. And depending upon your perspective, you know, each one of you can may think the other one's the offender. But this is where it gets a little scary at this point when it comes to conflict resolution. But this is also the place where you need to be reminded of just the value and the importance of being spirit-filled. And really, you know, to be spirit-filled means to confess and repent of any sins that you're aware of, and then by faith, asking God to take control of your life and power and direct your words, your actions. But you do not want to go into a conflict resolution encounter without asking God to fill you with the Spirit. And for some reason, it was just kind of revelational to me as I was preparing for this session here, that when you look at the fruit of the Spirit, which is found in Galatians 5:22-23, and I'll just remind the listeners what that is. Galatians 5:22-23, it talks about the importance of love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Every one of those qualities really are essentials that are needed when it comes to conflict resolution. And the best way to manifest that fruit of the Spirit is to be filled with the Spirit. But you do those things to carry out resolution of the conflict. And when we're doing that, Brian and Janelle, we're going to be in a much better position to really speak the truth in love if we're filled with the Spirit.
Now, Joe, you mentioned kind of praying as you started this. Now, I'm assuming that's kind of a quiet prayer to yourself, because you don't want to do one of those out loud prayers. It's like, Lord, help my wife to see all of her wrongs as we begin this conflict together. No. Amen.
No, not at all. No, you don't want to do a count of three. 1,001, 1,002, 1,003.
Yeah.
She's going to think you're completely crazy at that point. But no, it's a quiet, you know, prayer that you give to the Lord. And it just, there's a calmness that will come over you at that point. But, yeah. You know, this is, it requires some discipline. And you know, if you're not practicing the filling of the Spirit on a regular basis, it's going to be tough to really engage and do that right in the middle of, you know, a conflict coming at you. But if you can really begin to develop those disciplines of being filled with the Spirit on a regular basis, you can begin to be able to be positioned better when conflicts do occur. And, of course, I think this would be a great transition, I think, to apply that fact, that feeling-to-feeling strategy that we talk about a lot of times, but that is best done also in the context of being Spirit-filled. And Cindy, why don't you go ahead and share, remind the folks what we're talking about there.
Well, just very briefly, because we have shared it before, when your spouse comes to you with something that's just factual, then that's how you respond to them in a factual way. If they come to you with sharing a feeling or an emotion, then you respond to them in a like way. And if you don't do it that way, that is where conflict is going to occur. So if Joe comes to me, if I said to Joe something, you know, it's been a rough day, I'm really frustrated, and I'm sharing with him my emotions, if he just lists me three things, as a matter of fact, this is how you can change your whatever, then I'm going to be not very happy with him, because I want him to engage me where I'm at. So that's just a very brief explanation. But if we do that, if we deal fact with fact, feeling with feeling, and if listeners, if you try that, you will see immediately, you will probably get rid of half of your conflicts.
Joe already told us about how to speak the truth in love. Cindy, what's the next one for us?
We want to really talk about how to approach and confront each other carefully. And I'm just going to give a couple of things very quickly, and then I'll let Joe share a couple of points. But I feel like we need to really concentrate on and focus on, like, one issue. We can't have a bunch of them. We have to concentrate on one issue. We can't go down rabbit trails that lead us really in no direction. And then we have to focus on that one issue, that one problem, not the person. You know, what is it that we're discussing, and not get it to a point where we're pointing fingers at character traits we don't like and being frustrated with the person.
That's hard.
And then
Cindy,
just in terms of, well, that's hard, and that's the discipline. You know that?
Yes, Brian. Is. Marriage is hard, Brian. That's hard.
There you go.
Yeah, Joe, I mean, it's hard being right all the time. You know what I mean, brother?
I know. It really is humbling.
Yeah. Joe, I knew I could count on you. Anyway, we'll just move. Keep going, Cindy. Sorry, before I rudely interrupted you.
Oh, boy. Okay, well,
yeah.
I'm sure I'll find a few other ones here, Brian. So we also want to be specific on things, not have a bunch of generalizations. When we get to generalizations, we start to sort of make things up and get a little out of control. We want to stick with the facts rather than judging each other. And we want to use I statements rather than you. It's so easy in a disagreement to, you know, point our finger to the other person. And again, the last point, we want to make sure that we're in this conflict to understand each other rather than to win.
That's hard too, though, because I mean, you know, this guy I know named Ryan, he gets defensive. He gets like, it's easy to go right to defensive. How do you avoid getting to feeling and acting defensively?
Exactly. Well, Ryan should know that it's important to understand that that you need to take Ryan back to the reality of what we're talking about earlier. And, you know, in this past week alone, just this past week alone, I've had three people, three different groups, spouses, marriages come to me with conflicts. And some have been lingering for a few days, some for weeks, but some for months. And I had to take them back to the whole fact issue that Cindy was talking about. And I can tell you this, man, you can tell Ryan that if he does not want to clearly lay out the facts, then if you cannot do that, or if you refuse to do that, you will not resolve the conflict. And it's really pretty simple. It really comes down to that. But, you know, last week, Brian, I'm Brian. Yeah, thank you.
And, very good, Joe.
Okay, you talked about just this whole thing about getting historical when it comes to conflict resolution.
Oh, yeah.
And yeah, I mean, it's just, that's so common, isn't it?
Yes.
But you know what? I don't want to talk about that as much as the fact that, you know, we have to ask ourselves the question, why is it that people can go back in time and bring up those things from the past? And the reason for that is just they basically violated those things that we just talked about, that those conflicts of the past were never properly resolved. And so forgiveness was never granted. It may have been sought, but it was never granted. And so those past unresolved conflicts become really ready ammunition for somebody in a future conflict. So, you know, things that we need to be concentrating on in the midst of a conflict is you need to be choosing your words carefully, confront always with humility, and just be listening to one another.
This is great stuff. Unfortunately, we're getting really short on time here. So, Cindy, can you give us any final thoughts on this?
Well, when we speak for family life, one of the things we have couples do is look at each other and say, you are not my enemy. And I feel like if we realize that we're on the same team, and in the midst of conflict, that's hard to do. It is hard to do. But if we stop and do that and say, you know what, you're not my enemy, let's take this a few steps back. Let's start talking about this in a better way in some of the ways we've just shared. I think that's going to be very helpful. So that would be my final comment. And if people want to ask us questions, we'd love to get them through our website. They can email us there, which is either joefarini.com or cindyfarini.com. But we also would love for people to come on Facebook to My Marriage Matters. Click like, and each day, Monday through Friday, we'll have a little something for you to talk about and think about in your own marriage.
And we'll also be sure to share some things on our page, Brian and Janelle. And I think the final question I have to ask, Cindy, is what about the old faithful statement guys could use, yes, dear? Do you like that? Does that help?
I think that's real helpful, Brian. Ryan. Yes, I think that's
Ryan,
very
Ryan.
Helpful.
Yes, dear.
Yes, sir.
Janelle, the look she's given me.
Thing,
oh,
let's
man.
Let's just face it. Let's just face it, though. Most of the time when someone says yes, dear, there's also an attitude and a face that goes with it.
Yeah, that's,
and that probably isn't right.
Right. Exactly.
Okay. Well, I'll make note of that. Sorry,
and
Sarah.
We'll work right. on Brian for next week, guys.
Yeah.
Or on
right.
Ryan for next week.
All right. Joe and Cindy Farini, always appreciate your advice. We'll talk to you same time next Monday.
Thank you.
Sounds
take
great.
Care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.